topic today is arvus, which is a fascinating word because the root of the word is the word arev, ayin, resh, beis. And the word arev we use every morning in davening, v'harev no, which means it should be sweet. We talk about the halachas of taruvus, of a mixture, and we talk about an arev, which is a guarantor. And this is that's, and they're all the same word. Well, the root of all three is ayin, resh, beis. So what's the connection between the three of them? So the root word, the main, if you look, I gave you three examples. The middle one is the real word. This idea of a mixture. To me, ma'ariv means to mix something together. Something which I find very pleasant when it becomes part of me. I absorb it. Something which I don't enjoy, I'll do it, but it doesn't really, I don't remember it afterwards. It doesn't become part of me. So our tefillah is that our learning should be sweet in the sense that we should absorb it. An idea of arvus is the two of us, we become one. I'm mixing in, I'm becoming connected to you. And therefore I have responsibility for what you're doing because I'm a part of it also. So the word arv, really the root of the word arv is the idea of a mixture. And it's fascinating that Chazal, the language, if you look, you didn't get that far in the packet, but if you turn to, I mean maybe you did, but that'd be very impressive if you did. If you turn to page 9, and all the way down at the bottom, so this is one of the places in the Gemara where the Gemara actually says the language of the word arevim. The Gemara says, it says, v'kashal ish be'achiv. It's a part of the Tochacha in Parshas B'chukaisai, that each person will stumble over another person. So the simple reading means that, you know, we're running away, so I fall over you. We're all running out, you're stampeding, so everybody's tripping. But Chazal said it means ish ba'avoyin achiv. Each person will stumble due to the sin of somebody else. Malamit shikulam arevim zeh bo zeh. So if the way we would use the word a guarantor, the language should have been zeh lo zeh. I'm a guarantor for you. Right? Zeh bo zeh means we're mixed together. So the fact that the language is zeh bo zeh indicates this idea that it's an idea of a combat, we're combining together. So this is concept called arvus. We have the source for it is this pasuk, the pasuk in the Teuchacha, which means if you do something wrong, I'm held responsible. I'm held culpable. I'm going to stumble. I'm going to fall. I'm going to fail due to your misdeed. Why am I going to fail due to your misdeed? Because we're connected in some way. So if you do something wrong, it's some way I have culpability. I have responsibility for that also. Okay. The more it takes this concept, the more the first page one, and the more applies it to the idea of the right which allows me to be mighty somebody else in brachas. So I'm davening, and I'm telling you that you're listening to me, and you're being yotze with what I'm saying. Exactly, how does that work? Right, so you sit there in your house and you say Kiddush. I pick up the kais and I say Kiddush on this kais, and I have 10 people listening. They're all yotzei Kiddush. They didn't say Kiddush, so we know there's a concept called Shemaya Koina, right? Which that Shemaya Koina means that when I say, but if you hear it, it's as if you said it, and that actually is a Gemara in the Sukkah. The Gemara has a source for that. That's the rule called Shemaya Koina. Comes along the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and says, but there's another requirement in Shemaya Ka'ina. You must hear it from somebody who has the mitzvah himself. So I hear a katan say Kiddush. I heard Kiddush. Shemaya Ka'ina, I heard Kiddush. Right? So why can't I be yotze when a katan says Kiddush?
He's not also yotze Kiddush.
So Shemaya Ka'ina would allow me to hear Kiddush. So there's another condition. Shemaya Ka'ina is not enough. It has to be, you have to hear it from a bar chiyuva, a person who's responsible in the mitzvah himself. Why? We don't know yet. We don't know yet, but that's a fact that Gemara is telling us. So we'll see in the end of the Mishnah. So somebody who's not chayav in mitzvahs, he's either a cherish or a shoyt or a katan, cannot be mitzvah somebody else with a mitzvah. Zeh klal. A person who's not chayiv in something cannot be moitzi somebody else in his chiyuv. And to be moitzi somebody, you have to be chayiv to be able to be moitzi somebody else. And this, yes, this is for you, a question?
No.
Okay. So now, comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, so now, when I say I have to be chayiv, so that would mean we start out wake up Rosh Hashanah morning, I need to be yotze the mitzvah shofar. You need to be yotze the mitzvah shofar. I get up and I blow the shofar. I'm chayiv in shofar. You're chayiv in shofar. I'm moitzi you in shofar. Per morning, I lay in the Megillah. I'm chayiv in the Megillah. You're chayiv in the Megillah. I'm an adult. You're an adult. I can moitzi you and your chiyuv to be here the Megillah. I already lay in the Megillah one time, so I'm not chayiv in the Megillah anymore. So based on what the Mishnah said, I can't be moitzi a second time. So once I lay in the Megillah one time, I can't lay in the Megillah a second time. I'm not chayiv anymore. And the rule is, only somebody who's chayiv can be moitzi somebody else. Right? So how in the world can I lay in Megillah multiple times during the day? Blow shofar multiple times during the day. Say Kiddush, the rabbi in the nursing home, right? So he goes to floor number one and he makes Kiddush the residents of floor number one. Then he goes to floor number two and floor number three and floor number four. And he says Kiddush five times Friday night. How does he do that? He's ready to yotze. Matter of fact, he'll be yotze at home. So how do you do it multiple times? If you tell me there's a rule, I have to be chayiv to be able to be moitzi somebody, I'm not chayiv anymore. So that's the Gemara at the bottom of the page. Tani Abba Brei de Rabbi Zeira, Kol HaBrachos Kulon. Abba Bishu Yotze is moitzi. When it comes to brachos, even though I've already fulfilled my obligation, I can still be moitzi you. Gemara tells me it's a fact. Chutu Birchas HaLechem or Birchas HaYayin. But it comes to brachas, Rashi says it's not only the brachas alechem, bread, the brach on bread or the brach on wine. It means any brachas in a hen, any bracha you say on food. Over there, shim lo yotze. If I had not fulfilled my obligation yet, so I'm sitting down to eat the meal and I need to make a bracha, I can be moitzi in the bracha. Vim yotze. If I already am not chayiv in the bracha, I already fulfilled my obligation to make the bracha, ain't a moitzi, cannot be moitzi. The word tells me a fact, the word doesn't say why. Comes Rashi, and Rashi says, well, so why is this? So you need to hear the bracha on shofar. So I say the bracha on shofar for you. I already said bracha on shofar earlier myself. How does it work? So Rashi says, Al Bisha Yotza Moitzi, Sharei, Kol Yisrael, Arevim, Zeh Bezeh, Limitzis. We're all more of together. I have responsibility for you, and therefore I can be Moitzi you. That's what Rashi says. It's not very clear why that's so, but that's what Rashi says. So Rashi invokes the principle of Arvis, to allow me to be moitzi you, even though I already fulfill my obligation. And we have a rule, I can only be moitzi somebody if I'm a bar chiyuvo. Okay, so let's hold the Gemara for a second, and maybe let's take a look at how the Ritva explains this idea. And we're going to go to the Ritva on page 6. So we dwell on page 6 and this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Tony Rahava Brain of Zayr that even though I'm Yotze, I read Kol HaBrachos HaMitzvos, Al Misha Yotze Moitzi, I can be Moitzi you even though I already fulfill my obligation myself. How does that work? Shavu Bisha Mitzvah is Mutolos Al Kol Echad. It's your responsibility. I cannot do it with the concept of shlichus. There's a rule called shlichus. Maybe it works with shlichus, right? So a cotton can't be a shlichus. I'm an adult. I can be a shlichus. Maybe it works with shlichus. So there's a question which the Rishon already the Tosfos Rid asked in Kedushin in the main primary discussion of shlichus in Shas is found at the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin. So over there the Tosfos Rid asked a question which I think many people would love to invoke this idea. Why can't I make a shliach to put on tefillin for me? You know, I got to go to work. I got to go early. It's such a major headache to put on tefillin every morning. I'll appoint you. You're retired already. You know what? You'll get up in the morning. You'll put on tefillin for yourself, and you put on tefillin for me.
Be an honor.
Right? Oh, thank you. Right? I can sleep in, and you'll say Shkriya Shema for me. The bachur in the yeshiva when you know you such a good idea. I don't think I'm for shacharis. I'll sleep in, and you'll say Shkriya Shema for me. Right, so that's the Tosfos Rid's question. And the Tosfos Rid gives an answer, the Ksois gives an answer, the Arsamath gives an answer, everybody jumps in, what's the answer to this question? But we know that it doesn't work. So the main rule they basically say is that there's certain mitzvahs which are incumbent upon the person personally, you cannot use the parasha of shlichus. One way of saying it is mitzvahs which the main purpose, or actions, which the main purpose of the action is the result, shlichus works, a man can make a shliach to be mekadosh a woman for him. Because the main point is not the act of Mimakadosh, or the main point is the result. All right? That's one way of saying it. But So the Ritzvah says, I can't use shlichas over here. You sit there quietly, and I'll say the bracha for you, and your yotze was shlichas. That doesn't work. So it's not shlichas. So how does this work? The answer is, Reiko Yisrael Reivim Zelozeh, which is our Rashi. So far, we have not seen anything new. But he addresses the question of shlichas. V'kulam kiguf echod. So then Ritzvah has this line over here, where we're like one body. And like an Orev who pays a loan for somebody else. That's the 2 points that the Ritzvah says. The Ritzvah says, we're one body. There's a corpus of Klal Yisrael. Going back to what we started this year, the word Orev means a mixture. We become one. We become a unit. We become a unit. I have responsibility for your mitzvah. That's the way the Ritzvah says it over here. Okay, let's go back. Still looking at the Ritzvahs. Let's go back to the page before that. Okay, so here the Ritzvah says it seemingly a little bit differently. This is from the Ritzvah wrote a sefer called Hilchos Brachos, or wrote a compendium of the Hilchos Brachos. And now it's published in the back of the Masada of Kuk Ritzvahs. They have his Chedushim on Masechtas Brachos, in the back they have the Hilchos Brachos from the Ritzvah. So beginning of the fifth paragraph, he says like this, Kol Brachos Shehem Chayv Al Adam, if I have responsibility to say this mitzvah, this bracha, Brachos HaMitzvahs, Chaver Shehu Gadol, and somebody else who's also an adult, Chayv Ois HaBracha Kamoy, he's also Chayv in that bracha, he can be moitzi me even though he already said it for himself. Here we go again. Arbus. But then again, the Ritzvah doesn't stop there, and he adds a line. If I'm a guarantor for you, so if you need to do it, I'm responsible to make sure that you do it. So I, at the end of the day, I need to make this bracha.
You made it already.
No. If you need to say it, and I need to make sure that you say it, and if the only way you're going to say it is if I say it for you, means I need to say this bracha. That's what the Ritzvah is saying. Again, let's just say it again. The Ritzvah is saying, okay, I said the bracha already. I blew sharp already. Okay? I laid Megillah already. So now they said, but I didn't lay Megillah yet. I don't know how to lay Megillah. Can you please say Megillah for me? He says, excuse me, you have to hear Megillah for a person who's responsible. I'm not responsible. What do you mean not responsible? Of course you're responsible. You need to make sure that I hear the Megillah. And the only way I can hear the Megillah is by having you read it, because I don't know how to do it. So you must read the Megillah for me. So you now have a responsibility. So when you're reading the Megillah, you're reading it as a person who has a personal responsibility to read the Megillah. You're hearing it from a person who is called a Bar Chiyuva. He has now his own personal responsibility. That's how Ritzvah says it over here. So, yes?
And that's why Rifa uses the Laza language, unlike Rashi.
It's a possibility. I was bothered by the question. I'm not sure if it might be a good approach. I like that idea. Okay, so now the Ritzvah seems to take two different ideas. Right, this Ritzvah says something which may, seems like a lot of sense, that the concept of Arvus, I have responsibility for you, that makes me a Bar Chiyuva. So then we've solved our problem. You must hear from a Bar Chiyuva. I am a Bar Chiyuva. Now, leave out the Guf Echad thing. We're not one body, we're two bodies, right? And, you know, it's more along the lines of the second thought of the Ritzvah. I'm an Orev. I'm a guarantor to a loan. So guarantor to a loan ends up with, if I guarantee a loan, right? Aren't I, at the end of the day, left with personal responsibility for the loan? Right? If you don't pay the loan, I have to pay the loan. So at the end of the day, I have personal responsibility for the loan. Right? So that's what Ritzvah is saying. Once if I'm the guarantor for you, I end up with personal responsibility. So you're hearing from someone who has personal responsibility. Great, we've solved our problem. Leave out the Guf Echad thing. So that's how Ritzvah says it over here. Okay, let's go back. This really is found in the Shiltis. The Shiltis says this language. Who's the Shiltis? So somebody gave me the critical look. Who's the Shiltis? So the Shiltis is a very important work. The Shiltis is, it's written on the order of the Chumash. It was written by one of the Gaonim. Basically, besides the Tshuvas of Gaonim, the second or third work written, halachic work that we have written after the completion of the Gemara, the Chasimus of Gemara, is the Shiltis. It was written in the eighth century. That's how old the Shilta is. He's dealing with a very, very, very chashuv a sefer. So the Shilta is, the person who wrote it, was, name was Rabbi Choy Goyin. He was one of the Goyinim, I mean, one of the heads of the yeshivas in Bavel at that time. And Rabbi Choy Goyin says like this. He's going to, in Parshas Yisro, on the mitzvah of Zechar Shem HaShabbos L'Kacher, which is the mitzvah to say Kiddush on Friday night. So he says that you have to hear it. You can hear from somebody else. Uman deloy, page number 3. Uman deloy ben chiyuvahu. But if the person is not a bar chiyuv, could go in cherish at the vikotin, he makadosh loy mapik acher midei chavasa. When he makes kiddush, he can't be with somebody else. Kiddushan, he quotes the Mishnah Zakla. Varam, however, tsarek, we need to clarify. Ilu man the kaddish manafik gedei chavse. The person already said Kiddush and fulfilled his obligation. He's an adult. Can he be married to somebody else? Okay. So do we say, listen, you did your obligation, and now you're like a minor. You have no chiyuv anymore. Or do you say no, that you're still a bar chiyuv? Mika of the boy Kiddush, can you say Kiddush again and again and again? The answer is each person is chayiv arvus for somebody else. Therefore, I really have not fulfilled my obligation for kiddush yet, in a certain sense, until you say kiddush as well. I fulfill my own obligation for myself, but part of my obligation is to make sure that you say kiddush. And therefore, until you say kiddush, I have not fulfilled my own obligation yet. So when I say it, I'm saying my own obligation. So you. That's a little bit Shulta says it. So that's the idea that Ritva says in Hilchos Brachos. You're hearing it from a person who has personal responsibility, and therefore you're hearing it from Baruch Yuva, and so Arvus is needed to be used in our sugya to create a status of that you should be a Baruch Yuva. That's the purpose of Arvus in our Gemara, and it works because I am an Ariv. I'm a guarantor. Just to stop for a second and think about the hashkafic implications of this concept, not the halachic, but the hashkafic. So it means I'm sitting in Rosh Hashanah, and I'm a big tzaddik, you know, and I blow the shofar like with this shita and that shita and that shita. There's somebody down the block that didn't hear shofar yet, and I say, you know, listen, you know, he's not so frum, he doesn't care. I'm not going to go knock on his door. What do you mean knock on his door? I wasn't here to shofar yet, according to the shultas. Until you blow shofar also, I'm not here to shofar. Because I have responsibility for you as well. So theoretically, according to the Shilta, I actually send the whole Rosh Hashanah going door to door. Do you need to hear Shofar? Oh yeah, good. Well, you know, I should blow the whole, you know, don't learn how to lay Megillah, because if you do, you're going to spend the whole Purim just reading Megillah again and again and again and again. Because I'm not yet to Megillah until... And if I don't know how to read Megillah, I have to hire somebody, you know, to make sure that you're at the Megillah. You know, like, you know, I mean, how far do you take this concept? So actually, there's a Medrash which says this idea. I was listening to a shir. Somebody said, if Weinberg had known that Medrash, he would have quoted it all the time. Because, like, this was his battle cry, you know. Like, you have to care about Klai yourself. So this is really what he's saying. And it becomes your personal Kiev to the point that, so you're not, it's your Kiev until you make sure somebody else also does the mitzvah.
So what about a woman who's competent versus a man who's not? Does that play into this at all?
A woman who's
competent to read the Megillah or to...
I'm not getting involved in political questions over here.
I mean, I just wonder if it's discussed anyway.
There's possibilities, but for a different share.
Because they're talking about chayr, shadr, kater.
Doesn't talk about women, yeah. Oh. Okay. So now, going back, so we have this Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says this idea, even though I'm Yotzek and Moitzi, we have the foundation for this is Arvus. We have that the Shilta says it's because I now have my own personal Chiyuv. That's the Ritva's second thought in Rosh Hashanah. Right? And the first thought the Ritva says is Guf Echad, we're one body. And we don't know why we need this Guf Echad thing. Okay. So now, let's do this. Let's turn to page 8. This is also the Ritva, because we're trying to figure out the subtitle of this year was what does the Ritva hold? You know, that's the subtitle of this year. So this is a Gemara, beginning of the seventh parak, which is the halacha, or actually this is the end of the sixth parak still, that if I want to be with somebody else in benching, so what will we say? Well, benching is a mitzvah. Let's clarify one step. The one exception to this is Birchas Hanehanin. So Rashi explains, because Birchas Hanehanin really a choice. You want to eat? Eat. You want to eat? Don't eat. So I don't have responsibility for eating. You're eating. So Eric asked me, if it's healthy for you to eat, I have to show that you eat. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's an interesting question.
First night sukkahs.
So the Mora says, but the Mora then continues and says, however, in a case where you must eat the night of Pesach, the night of Sukkot, right? We'll leave Shabbos for a second, because the mitzvah over here is the specific item that you must eat, or whether I can be moitzi you in the hamoitzi, even though I already accept the moitzi, because it's the birchas mitzvahs, and it's, you can't eat without this. You must eat; it's not a choice. You must eat. So I can invite you in that bracha, even though I've been yotze already. So the more shiloh, and the more says that works. Okay, come to benching. Benching should be very simple. Benching should be: I already ate; I must bench. I had a choice to eat or not to eat, but now that I come to benching, I must bench. It's a mitzvah. So of course I can invite you. But we know that the rule of the more says that the mitzvah is a mitzvah lecholik. You need to separate. Each person should bench themselves. There's a machlokes rishonim if we did not do that. So if the person cannot bench himself, he doesn't know how to bench himself, I can invite to him. That's not a question. But so we're both capable of benching ourselves. Am I allowed to bench for you? So the rule is that you need, the Gemara says, you need something called a kavias. We have to be kavias together for me to invite to you. So which, the Gemara says, what's a kavias? In the time of Gemara, when they would eat a meal which they ate it like as a unit, we get together to eat, they would do a haseva. So where it says haseva is called kviyas. Then I can be moitzi you. Without a kviyas, I cannot be moitzi you. Let's say we're traveling. I don't have an option of haseva, but we designate. We're all going to stop. We get together by this and this place, and we're going to have a meal together. That's also called a kviyas. Then I can be moitzi you. All right. So it says nowadays we do it around the table. If we come to the table together, I can be moitzi you. That's one of the issues of the idea of saying kiddush standing. Right, is that you should say it as a kviyas together. When we mitzvah you in the mitzvah, we should do it as a kviyas. Right, that's why some say it's preferred to say kiddush sitting down. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You should stand for the first part. You sit for the second part. Right, that's where that comes from. The idea of kviyas. When we mitzvah you in Havdalah, kviyas. Right. So what are you kviyas for? Shemeka, and you have. I'm a working you because I have an arbus for you to bench. We have everything we need. What's this extra idea of kviyas? So the Rishonim say that benching, it sort of touches on the world of Birchas Hanehanin, because the mice, it's because you ate something, even though not here, but so we added a new kanach called Tvias. What's the purpose of Tvias? Comes in between it, was like this. The Birchas Hanehanin shekashem shayotza in a moitzi. Just like once I fulfilled Birchas Hanehanin, I cannot be moitzi you. Even if I was not yotze yet, I still cannot be moitzi you. Unless we're doing it as a unit. So now we realize that before Rosh Hashanah and Chavtes didn't throw that line of guf echad just happenstance. He says, "No, this is not the din of arvus. Oh, I don't need arvus. I'm chayiv in the brachos. I want to be moitzi you in hamoitzi on a Tuesday." So the rule is, if we make a kviyas, I can do it. No kviyas, I can't. We don't need it. I'm chayiv in the bracha. The purpose of ours is to make me a baruch yuva. I'm chayiv. I'm eating bread now. I must say the hamoitzi myself. You're hearing it shemei koiner from a baruch yuva, for a person who must say hamoitzi himself. No, it can't be moitzi. Why? Because it's not a kviyas. Oh, and the kviyas gives you guf echad. So Ritvoa apparently needs guf echad. This concept of guf echad is necessary for me to be moitzi to somebody else. What is that? What is this guf echad concept? And you notice that the Shultz didn't mention that. The Ritvoa Hillel's brachas did not mention that. Ritvoa Rosh Hashanah mentioned the idea of Arvus creates guf echad as well as creating a baruch yuva. Now, the purpose of here again cannot be to create a baruch yuva, because you are a baruch yuva. You must say hamotzi yourself. You must say the hamotzi. You are a baruch yuva. So the purpose is not for the baruch yuva. There must be something else, which is a little elusive. What is that? Okay, so that's the ritvoa. I'm going to answer the question, hopefully. But I want to, meanwhile, I want to hold that question for a second, and let's talk about go back to Arvis for a second, or maybe a few minutes, and then we'll go back to that question. If you need, officially the show ends at 10:30, right? I mean, it has to leave at 10:30. I'm also I'm a muad to go over time, by the way. Okay, turn to page 11. This is really a side point, but I think it's important we don't walk away without touching on this point. So, this idea of Arvis, would you look at that as one of the Taryag mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs? So, well, where does Arvis come from? Arvis comes from Kasha Ish Bochi, but where does that come from? It comes from, there's another Gemara, the Gemara in Sota, which is on page 10. The Gemara says that the Paisel made a bris by Har Sinai, Paisel made a bris by Arvis Moya, Har Paisel made a bris by Har Gizim and Har Evol, and they accepted Arvis upon each other. So Moore says each person was makabel all the Tariq mitzvahs for myself and 603,550 other people. Or six, really 549, because I'm one of the the 603,000. Okay? Right? So Moore says that you're makabel mitzvahs for everybody, not just for myself. There's actually a opinion the Gemara says that you're not only your makabel six each. The Moore says the actual, Let's do a little bit of math, because I happen to love math, right? The Morris says actually it wasn't just one Kabbalah. Actually, the Morris comes to make a calculation. There was actually 48 Kabbalahs. Each time, each member of Kaisel was makabel each one of the Tariq mitzvahs times 48, right? Tosis does the math over there. Well, how much that is? Times 603,550. There's one number that says not only that, but I was makabel Arvis on your Arvis. So that's, again, times 603,550. The number is quite astronomical. We are very, very responsible. Okay. But it's done already. So Rambam says in Sharish Gimel, like, there's nothing to discuss. The rule is Tari Mitzvahs are half the Mitzvahs which are in the Gehab is Manazeh. What in the world is this in the Gehab is Manazeh? The problem is, of course, that Rambam is writing this because the Bahag, which is, again, one of the early, one of the Ga'anim, the Bahag counts Arvis as one of the Tari Mitzvahs. The brachas of Har Grizim and Har Evel, which was done once upon a time, he counts as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. The Rambam says, excuse me, what are you doing? So the Ramban answers, and the Ramban says that the Bahag is of the opinion, if something which was done already, but it still creates responsibilities upon you now, is also called one of the Tariq mitzvahs. And Arvis creates a responsibility today. You have a key of that. So the Rasaja going in his Sefer HaMitzvahs does the same thing. So here on page 11, so lichris bebrachas so klalos brisas arboy mishmona. So that's the Gemara says it's 48, and there's a mitzvah to be kares bris with the kadosh baruch on the brachas and klalos, etc. Now that's the parsha brachas and klalos, which the Bahag, etc. The Rambam Mishroshim says hisigalei b'chol takav gevuros. So the Rambam very strongly says that that's incorrect. Vichlachi mitzvah shena nehegus ledoros, and a mitzvah which is not nehegus ledoros is only said for that time is not one of the Tariq mitzvahs. So I already mentioned the Ramban explains that that's not so because it has applications to this day. So it's one the way the Rabban the Rasaja Gaon, the Baal Achas Gedolos, which means to talk about the Gaonim, understood this is one of the Tariq mitzvahs. Arvis is not just it's partial. It's one of the commands of Kadosh Baruch Hu. I must take responsibility for somebody else. Okay, I wanted to mention that point. Now I want to go to pages 12 and 13. What?
Arvis and mitzvahs less than or mitzvahs.
That's a very good question. We're not going to have time to touch on that. Maybe we will. I don't know. If you guys stick around, we'll have time. Okay. So this sefer is called Sefer Abatim. Sefer Abatim was a pure. It was a sefer written according to based on the Rambam. It was written by one of the early Rishonim, like right after the Rambam, shortly after the Rambam. I don't know too much about the author, but it's quite a reliable, important sefer. It's quoted a lot. So he says, he's talking about this idea of being moitzi somebody else in brachas, etc. So he says like this, Zeh klal ha-shayir alonu. I want to give you a rule the way I understand it. Binyan ha-brachas. And I think he puts it down very nicely. Ha-brachas dechlokis l'shloish ha-minim. There's three types of brachas. Brachas ha-mitzvahs. Hushim ha-baruch ha-la-mitzvah shu mechuyiv la-soysa. You make a bracha on the mitzvah. Brachas ha-nehenim. Shu mevarach ha-la-davar kashi yehenim imenu. Not you mechuyev to have this anoa, but I chose to have anoa. I must make a bracha before I have anoa. And ubracha shein atzman in yin mitzvah. And there's a third group, which is the bracha itself is the mitzvah. Kigoy tefillah. The mitzvah is tefillah, which is said in the form of a bracha. I'm making a bracha on something. The bracha itself is the mitzvah. That's a very nice way to put it down in three sections. Kigoy tefillah, bracha, shor Rosh Hashanah, v'yom kippurim, these things that we must say them, the kiddush, etc. It's not you're making a bracha on kiddush. The bracha is the kiddush. Now, let's go back and apply this to this rule of being moitzi to somebody else. Birchas mitzvahs could go in hamavorach al achilas matzah. Al bishu yotza moitzi. Even though I said achilas matzah once, I can say it again for you. Shachar shu mechuyev b'mitzvah zu. Once I have this mitzvah, mekudesh b'mitzvah, v'yachol levorach asher kiddush shana. So he learns the purpose of why you need a baruch yuva. They must asher kiddush shana. Well, I'm a baruch yuva, right? I'm chayiv in this mitzvah. Asher kiddushanu, but it all makes sense. Okay. Birchas in a henin. Me'achash abrochas tzluyas b'hana osoy. Enem avarach elim kein nehena. So you can only make the bracha if you're being nehena. So I'm not being nehena. I can't be moed to you. I don't have the key to make this bracha. I already said the bracha for the bread. But bracha shein atzim mitzvah, but the third category. There's something called a shliach tzibur. So now we raise the question about shlichas. Why is it called a shliach tzibur? That's an interesting phrase, right? Shliach tzibur. Where do you use a shliach tzibur? By davening, where the bracha itself is the mitzvah. Bracha shein atzan a mitzvah, ena masuris l'shliach. I cannot give it over to somebody else to do for myself because I need to do the action. It's a goof, like I told you from the Tosfos Rid. I must daven. I must say kriyasha. I must say birchas kriyasha. That's my personal action. I must do that. So I can't give it to somebody else. So I can't ask you, listen, I'm going to sleep and you daven for me. I mean, you should daven for me, but you'll be moitzi me in davening, right? You know, you'll fulfill my obligation of davening. You can't do that. However, there's a concept called a shliach tzibur. When we have a unit of 10, that becomes a different concept. There's something called a shliach tzibur, which he doesn't explain exactly what that is, but that's something which is worthwhile talking about. I'm not going to get stuck on that. So let's go back. So he said, it's not shlichus. So it can't be shlichus, because really, what am I doing? What's the answer? It's shemei kohen. But the halacha is by tefillah. If I'm a baki, I must daven myself, even though you're saying tefillah a lot, I can't be yotze with you. You can't use shlichus. But I'm not using shemei, I'm using shemei kohen. Well, you must do the action yourself. It means he learns that even shemei kohen requires some level of shlichus. This is a major question. We're going to give a shiur on shemei kohen. We'll talk about how shemei kohen works, which really goes back to the 3:12 guf echad. I just want to give you at least one thought. We shouldn't walk away with it. Ritva sitting over there, you know, in jail. We're leaving him like sitting in jail. We need to redeem the ritva from jail. You can't leave the ritva like this. Well, this is guf echad thing, right? So we're going to take the ritual out of jail a little bit, I hope. So there's a concept called Shemei Kohen. Again, we will talk about it more by Riches. How does Shemei Kohen work? This idea of I say, and you listen, and therefore you have a chiyuv to say Kiddush. Did you say Kiddush? No, I listen to Kiddush. Oh, good enough. So there's two ways to understand it. One way is, Shemei Kohen is a Gemara in Sukkah. It's a Pasuk. Shemei Kohen is derived from a Pasuk. Okay, is the pshat that the Kiddush of Shmei Kohen is that Chazal said, even though normally you need deeper, Shmiya is equivalent to deeper. So I heard it. So I fulfill my obligation of deeper through Shmiya. That's one way to understand. The second way to understand is that Shmei Kohen creates some type of reality where I can actually connect to your deeper. I'm using your deeper. By me being Shemeyit, I'm using your Dibur. So the Chazon Ish and the Beis Halevi argue this point, and they gave the following example where it's relevant. So let's say, for argument's sake, that I have a horrible voice, and I'm a Kohen, right? So that I go up, you know, a few times a year, and I go up to Duchen, and the whole thing goes, there he goes again with this guy singing Rechacha, like, you know, maybe he's, you know, sleeping, yom tov morning, right? Something like that, right? But the mitzvah, the Kohen has to Duchen. No, he knows nobody likes his voice. He says, I have a great idea. Shemei Kohen. The Kohen next to me, his name is Eitan Katz. He's a Kohen, and he's a beautiful voice. I'll get up there, and he'll say Yerechachon. I'll listen to him. Right? Shemei Kohen. Like I said, so when he says Yerechachon, I listen intensely to his Yerechachon. Like I said Yerechachon. I said Yerechachon with Shemei Kohen. Right? Right? Will that work or not? Right? Why not? Shemei Kohen, I can say Kiddush that way. I can Yotze Lenin that way. Why can't I be Yotze my mitzvah Birchus Kohanim? I'm a Kohen, but Yotze my mitzvah Birchus Kohanim by listening to another Kohen. Right? So the Beis Halevi says you could. No problem. Shemei Kohen, but it says, but I got a problem. The problem is that there's a requirement of Birchus Kohanim, it has to be done, but called wrong. The puzzle says, more like, you must say it to them. Now, I'm listening intently, but nobody's hearing me. And the Seber has to hear me say Birchus Kohanim. So I intensely listened to Birchus Kohanim, and I said Birchus Kohanim very, very quietly. Because Shmi is very quiet. So I was not yet to my mitzvah, because I must say it loud enough that people can hear it. So basically, Levi says, theoretically, it should work, but I have a problem. It's not Karl wrong. So I can't, I can't use an Eitan to listen to Eitan. You're going to have to hear me say it myself, the basic Levi says. Comes the Chazisha says, you're wrong. The way it works is I use your deeper, and your deeper is quite loud. So it is called wrong. He said, I'll prove it to you, he says. According to your pshat, so it's not the pshat, I'm using your deeper. I'm using my shmiya. So you're letting from the Megillah, and I'm sitting in my seat with a chumash in front of me. I'm not letting from a Megillah. So how am I yotzei mitzvah Megillah? You must read from a Megillah. So how does it work? The answer is I'm using your deeper, which is from a Megillah. Aha. So that means that I'm using your deeper. We sit by the table, and I take a kais in my hands, and I say Kiddush. And you, do you have a kais in your hands? You must say Kiddush, ala kais. So how are you yotzei mitzvah Megillah? Because you're using my deeper, which is ala kais. So my deeper is also quite loud. The same thing. So the Chazanish understands that what I'm doing actually is I'm using your deeper, and the Beis Halevi says I'm just using Shemiah. You hear the difference between the two approaches. It deserves much more of a conversation. Okay, so now. Well, okay, so now the difference is Kol Rom. That's the difference is by Birchus Kohanim. Okay, now. So the Chazanish takes this a step further, and he says, okay, so when I have to use this deeper, and the truth is, the basic level, I have to hear it from a Baruch Yehuda. Right? So I have to hear it, otherwise, well, I'm not hearing Kiddush, I'm hearing words. I'm not hearing Kiddush. So it has to be Baruch Yehuda. Fine, I understand that. So when the Kutton says it, he's not saying Kiddush, he's saying words. We're not for the concept of Arvis, when I would say Kiddush a second time, I'm not saying Kiddush, I'm saying words. No, I'm saying Kiddush, because it's called, I have a Kiddush, say Kiddush, therefore it's called Kiddush. But there's also the second idea, which I'm connecting to your deeper. Shemei Kohen, what it means, I'm able to connect to your deeper. Zok the Ritvoa, that needs Guf Echad. The ability to connect, to use your deeper, not just I hear it. That Shemei Kohen allows me to use your deeper is because Arvis creates that we're really one unit. Ah. So Zok the Ritvoa, by benching, by Birchas Hanehenin, I'm Baruch Yehuda. There's no denarvis over here by Merach Yuva, but if we make a kavias, we're one unit. The unit said the bracha. So I can use your deeper. The ability to share karna needs that karna, I can use your deeper. Use your deeper, I need that we should be one unit. That's what Dvorah is saying. So Arvis takes us to two steps. Okay, we'll hold it here. There's a lot which we didn't discuss. Arvis is Rechava Minayam, right? The Council of Arvis. What I'm best, I've been toying with this. At the beginning of the year, the first year which we gave this year was about Lifnei Iver, which is, again was about the responsibility for somebody else. I can't hurt, I can't damage them. I have responsibility for somebody else. Arvis is again the responsibility. There's a third mitzvah which plays into this: the mitzvah of Teichacha. I have a mitzvah to rebuke you, to correct you. There's a mitzvah of Teichacha, and where does that fit into the picture of Lifnei Iver, Arvis? We didn't even touch that. I wanted to get to that. The Ritvoa actually makes one big unit and says, well, the reason why there's a Lifnei Iver is because of Arvis. Mitzvah Lifnei Iver is written in Arvis. Well, what do you need two mitzvahs for then? What do you need Arvis and Lifnei Iver? And there's one other Rishonim says the mitzvah of Teichacha is rooted in Arvis. The same problem. So the plan for the upcoming shiur is Bez Hashem, the December 25th shiur, or Beyonce usually gives. I'm not sure what his topic is yet. But the January 1st shiur will be on Teichacha. So it'll be like the next step in this conversation. And Bez Hashem, the Yom Iyun, before that, there'll be Martin Luther King Day and President's Day. I'm not sure what those are yet. But the Yom Iyun, which we did, like the community Yom Iyun, which we did. Elo, which was on Lifnei Iver, the next one will be on Shemei Kohen, Bez Hashem. That's the plan. So we're going to try and bring some of these ideas all together, by the end of the year we'll maybe know something, you know, touch a little bit and expand the idea. I just want to point out also to those of you who just came for the shiur, we're trying to make a change in the Treadmill Holiday learning program, at least for the ones which are most, where we have more people off, most people keep that holiday. We're going to have Karusas from the Kollel available to learn with the members of the community, so it makes it a little easier to prepare. And so December 25th will be like that, January 1st will be like that, Yom Yun obviously is going to be like that. Some of the other ones, Memorial Day will be like that, so, you know, I haven't thought that far against Memorial Day yet. But President's Day doesn't get the same type of, it's more for President's Day sales than it is for people not necessarily working, unless you work momish for the government. So I'm not sure we'll do for that. But these four, Thanksgiving we did, and the end of the year, and Memorial Day, the car will be available. So you want to come earlier at 9 o'clock and be able to have somebody help you prepare. It might be a little bit easier to understand this year. Okay, thank you so much for coming. Have a wonderful day. All right.